Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV and KOAL-1073 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today, I have a couple of ladies from Active Reentry. I have Nancy Bentley and Terry Yelonick. Now, we're going to talk to these two about, of course, first and foremost, we need to talk to Nancy about her great award and well-deserved award, I would be willing to say. Woman of the Year, Nancy. Congratulations on that. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, well-deserved Woman of the Year. You put in a lot of work. With Active Reentry and, you know, Perky Travels and the PAWS program and all of these other things. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was quite an honor.
And the other end of that is, now that we've given you this award, what are you going to do?
I am retiring.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Way to go out on top.
That's what I figured.
Now,
it's as good as it's going to get. So.
Right. Now, how long have you been at Active Reentry?
Actually, the whole process started about 33 years ago. I've been director for 31.
So, and you've done so much for the area, and, you know, I don't think we can say enough about it. Just appreciate everything that you've done. Now, you are going to pass the torch to Terry.
I am.
And
Terry, very excited.
How long have you been with Active Reentry?
This is my third week, the beginning of my third week. So,
all right. So
yes.
Nothing better than trial by fire.
Absolutely.
All right. Nancy, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the programs and stuff that you guys have going on. Okay. And then Terry, if you feel comfortable, just go ahead and jump in. You guys just kind of let us know really what Active Reentry does for the area and all the different things that you guys have going on.
Sounds great.
We cover the seven counties of eastern Utah, so some people forget that, and we have offices in Vernal, Price, Moab, and also down in Montezuma Creek. So we go from Wyoming down to the Arizona border, providing services to people with disabilities of all ages and all types of disabilities, which makes us unique. I mean, some people have services for certain age brackets, whether they be, you know, over 60 or under 5 years of age, but we do all ages and all disabilities. Some of the things that people probably know us most for would be the Perky Travels, the cancer treatment transportation program that's coordinated between Carbon and Emory counties, and they get people for the radiation treatments up to Provo. They don't do radiation down here, and so that is the closest facility that's available. The other, of course, I mean, no one can think about me without my golden retrievers.
Right.
So
right.
That has been... and so the PAWS program has been pretty exciting to be involved with. Then we do other things like music and memory, which is we're the only facility outside of Jewish Family Services up in Salt Lake that uses that for people to try and remain living in their home. And it's really, I saw the video of it and it was like, that's something I wanted to bring down for the people in our area. And the idea is that you play music from the person from their era. And it truly does bring back them alive. There was a video, a DVD out there called Alive Inside. And it goes from showing Mary Lou, who can't tell the difference between a knife and a fork and a spoon, or the up and down of an elevator, to playing her era was Beach Boys and some of that music. And she actually, you can see her eyes click in and come alive. And it doesn't change the fact that someone has cognitive decline. But what it does do is bring them back for a certain amount of time that they can converse and they can be come alive inside. So that's a program we do also.
Well, you know, and they say that one of the strongest things that is attached, music is one of the strongest mm-hmm. things that is attached to memory.
Very.
So that's kind of interesting to me. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Right, especially at a radio station.
Well, yeah.
I thought you might like that. We also have a low vision program that assists people who we bring down services from Salt Lake about every quarter that can people can try out different magnifiers. It really is interesting that certain magnification, everyone thinks, oh, I'll just go get this magnifier and that will work. No, it's a free service, and you can try all different types of magnifiers. And sometimes how you hold the magnifier makes a difference, or the right lighting. And so it's not just a magnifier. It's the proper usage and the proper magnifier that we want to be able to have people use. all the way to Lori can go in and someone maybe used to cook and go in and put bump dots on, so 325 or on their microwave or on the thermostat, and that's the reason they're able to stay remaining living independently within their own home. They're just taught certain skills to be able to help that. Our assistive technology programs, another one that people are well aware of, which is helping people get wheelchairs and ramps and different equipment, shower benches, grab bars, so that they can, again, can remain living independently within their own home and their own community. That said, we also have helped and work with people within nursing homes. Sometimes they have speech problems, and so we'll work with bringing in speech boards so they can communicate what their needs are. Maybe help transfer them out. You know, they've been in a facility, they've rehabbed, and now it's time for them to be able to go home. So a lot of different programs and very diverse. I think sometimes people say, "Hey, what do you guys do?" And it's like, a lot. We do a lot of different programs.
Right.
And so it's confusing sometimes for people.
And it sounds like that's a lot to take in. And I hope, you know, Terry, I hope you're ready.
You know, I'm as ready as I'm going to be, and the lucky thing is I get to have Nancy mentor me for a period of time, and I keep thinking, how awesome is that, because what job have you been in that you've had someone stay with you for 6 weeks to 2 months to mentor and make sure that I'm ready to take those reins, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity.
Okay, now Nancy, when is your last day?
Probably towards the end of May.
And, you know, it sounds like you've got a lot of fun stuff planned, so good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done. And, ladies, we appreciate you coming in today, and anytime you want to come in and talk, just come on in.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're not mean here, Terry. We'll take care of you.
No, I can tell. Thank you very much.
All right, so thank you for coming in. Once again, that is Terry Ulanek and Nancy Bentley from Active Reentry. And, Nancy, congratulations and good luck on your retirement. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been great.
Now, for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, go to KOAL.ITV.com. Also, listen on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.